I was reminded of three words.
当 Chip 弟兄在交通的时候，我就想到三句话。
Remember Lot's wife.
三个字就是要纪念罗德的妻子。
As she left Sodom, it appeared that she was didn't have much of a pack.
当她离开索多玛的时候，她好像没有带什么样的单子。
But she was carrying a lot of stuff in her heart.
她也许外面没有背着一个包包，但是她心里面却放下很多的东西。
Turn the word into the word this morning to Zechariah 14.
请我们打开圣经，撒加利亚书十四章。
Your Bible should almost open there naturally because Brother Christian Chen spent 3 days on Malachi.
你的圣经差不多应该翻到这里，因为陈锡珍弟兄在夏令会花三天的时间讲到马拉基书。
And Zechariah 14 is the page before Malachi 1.
撒加利亚书十四章就是在马拉基书的正前面。
Zechariah 14 verse 9.
撒加利亚十四章第九节。
If you ever want to know very clearly the future, write to the T in a very succinct sentence, read this verse.
你要用非常专注、非常简洁 的心来读这一节话圣经。
A little over a year ago, our brother Philip spoke on knowing what's happening in the future.
一年多以前，钟弟兄跟我们交通到说要知道将来要发生的事。
And I will never forget the example that he used.
我不能忘记我们弟兄用的例子。
There were times when he was traveling and he would not be able to watch the football game.
有时候他要旅行，他没有办法来看打足球。
And his dutiful, lovely wife would make sure that it was recorded on television.
那个他的妻子，他就很忠实的把要把这些电视上播的先把它录下来。
He would hear, of course, who won the game, and then maybe a day, week later, he would sit down to watch it.
他当然知道说哪一队打赢了，然后过几天以后呢，他再来看这个录像。
And if his team that he was rooting for won, he sat there with no tension, no wonder, no worry.
如果说他里面想要赢的那个他最喜欢的球队赢了，他看的时候呢，他就一点都不紧张。
The opponents could score 1, 2, 3 touchdowns. Our brother.Just sat there with a smile on his face.
对手可以有好几次的得分，但是呢，他一点都不着急，他还是可以有微笑。
Because he knew by the end his team was going to win.
因为他知道最后他的球队要赢。
This is very helpful to us.
这对我们很有帮助。
God has given us not only the book of Revelation, but many places in the Bible. He has told us.The end of the story.
神不仅是给我们启示录，在圣经许多的地方，他也告诉我们以后要发生的事。
And often when we see the end of the story, it helps us to know how to get ready for the end.
当我们知道结局是怎样，是可以帮助我们来预备自己。
And here in Zechariah 14:9 is a good example.
撒加利亚书十四章第九节就是一个好的例子。
This is a picture at the end.
这是最后要发生的事情的图画。
And the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be the only hope, the only one, and his name, the only one, or the only name.
耶和华必作全地的王。那日耶和华必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。
And then in Matthew 24,
然后在马太福音二十四章。
And your Bible should open up very quickly to that, since Brother Dana spent 3 days on Matthew 24 and Matthew 25.
你也应该很快的可以翻到这处的圣经，因为 Dana 弟兄也花三天的时间讲到马太福音二十四、二十五章。
If the Lord is going to be King, and His name is going to be the only name,
如果我们的主要为王，他的名要成为独一无二的。
Then we must be ready.
那这样我们就要预备好。
And here, in verse 42 of chapter 24,
在二十四章四十二节。
Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Verse 44. For this reason, you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think He will.
四十四节，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
And then Matthew 6.
然后马太福音第六章。
Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer.
是主导，主教导我们怎么样祷告。
First part there, that little fragment in verse 10.
在第十节的前半。
Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray.
主教导他的门徒怎样祷告。
He really sums up all prayer in this very short prayer.
他开始的时候，他把所有的祷告总结在这很短的。
Every fragment is important.
每一个部分都很重要。
And here in this tenth verse, he makes a statement, Thy kingdom come.
但是在十节的前半，他这样说，愿你的国降临。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are thankful this morning that we could gather around your table.
天父，我们感谢你，早晨我们可以聚集在你桌子的前面。
And in a very small way, demonstrate, experience the reality of Zechariah 14:9.
所以我们可以来经历一点点，像撒迦利亚书十四章九节这样的经历。
Declaring you as king upon your throne.
我们来宣告你是坐宝座的王。
Declaring and singing, there's only one name.
我们来宣告，我们来唱说，这只有一个名。
May we come into the reality of that.
愿我们进入这个实际。
Even as we listen to your word, even as we speak your word, Lord, may we see Christ as the only one.
当我们在传说你的话，在听你的话的时候，让我们来经历你是独一无二的。
You give that empowering, that unction, Lord, to speak and to hear.
你给我们这样的能力，让我们可以来述说，也可以来听。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I think it was made very clearly at the conference what the Lord has in mind.
在夏令会的时候，主对我们说很清楚的话。
He's always been the king. He's always to be the king. And in the future, he will be the king.
他过去是王，现在是王，将来也要是王。
But there has always been opposition since the fall of Lucifer, son of the morning, that most magnificent angel.
但是自从那个美丽的天使堕落以后，那就有一个抵挡的力量。
And along with Lucifer, one third of the angels took this course of rebellion against the king and his kingdom.
当天使长带着三分之一的天使来背叛神，那就有一个敌对的力量。
And every one of you, from the moment we breathed, we were filled with a rebellion against the king and his kingdom.
我们每一个从我们第一口气开始，我们就会感受到这个对我这个王的一个背叛。
No exceptions.
没有例外。
And if we knew this morning the reality of that in our own heart,
we would
bow our heads even right now and say, Lord, forgive me.
我们就会跟主来, 屈膝, 我们说主啊, 你来赦免我。
Much of the problems and pressures in our life are self-promoted, self-initiated.
在生活里面, 很多的问题, 很多的压力, 都是我们自己来造成的。
Because we resist the King and His kingdom.
因为我们来抵挡这个王和他的国度。
You and I are born with the strongest of urge out of every cell of our body, out of every thought, to be King and Lord of our life.
因为我们生来, 我们里面的每一个细胞, 我们就要在我们的生活里面要做王。
We are King.
我们就要自己做王。
We are smarter than our parents.
我们比我们的父母更聪明。
We often testify myself, have to be 40, 50 years of age before we even know our parents even exist.
我们在地上过了40年, 50年, 我们好像我们的父母都不存在一样。
And from a very small child, we often think we're much more brilliant than our parents.
从很小的时候, 我们就想到我们比我们的父母更聪明。
And this continues on through school, through the workplace, through the rest of our life.
从我们读书到我们工作, 这样的想法一直持续。
We have much trouble in our marriages just because we're so much superior than our spouse.
在婚姻里面, 我们也常常有问题, 因为我们想我们比我们的配偶更好。
We can't take even the slightest amount of correction, even good correction, from our spouse.
当我们的配偶来指正我们的时候, 就算他一点点的小事, 我们也没办法接受。
Husband or wife?
夫妻之间,
because we're king.
有这样的问题, 因为每一个人都是王。
We are the Lord of our own life.
我们是我们妻子的头, 的主人。
I have a plan for my life.
我对我的生活有一个计划。
I am going to reach this goal.
我要达到这个目的。
I am going to go to this school.
我要去这个学校。
And when I get this degree, then I'm going to get this degree.
当我拿到这个学位, 我还要再拿到另外一个学位。
I will be successful.
我要成功。
I will not have to depend upon someone else for a handout.
我不需要任何人给我一点的引导。
I want to be recognized.
我必须要被人家来注意。
I want to be remembered at my funeral.
当我的葬礼的时候, 我要大家都来纪念我。
I want the eulogy to be this long.
我要那个致辞在我的葬礼的时候是这么长。
Praise after praise.
好像有许多许多的称赞。
This is our nature.
这是我们天然的本性。
We are King, we are Lord, therefore this verse in Zechariah cannot be a reality.
我们自己是王, 我们自己是主, 所以撒迦利亚书讲的不能成为实际。
It's very interesting, brothers and sisters, this morning. When we read that verse in Zechariah 14:9, that's truth.
但是很稀奇的事情是, 当我们读撒迦利亚书的时候, 那个上面讲是真实的。
That is reality.
那是实际。
That will happen.
要发生的。
And I don't care how rebellious I might be this morning, you might be, there is a day when we're going to cry out and say, there's one king.
不管你和我有多悖逆, 有一天我们里面都要呼喊说, 只有一个王。
Every rebellious person that goes to hell is going to cry out and say, there is one Lord Jesus.
不管是怎样悖逆的人, 甚至在地狱里面, 里面也要呼喊说, 这只有一位王。
And I rejected him and I resisted him all my life.
我在一生当中, 我拒绝他。
I enthroned myself in everything.
在我每一件事情上, 我自己做王。
This is serious.
这是很严肃的。
But there's good news.
但是有一个好消息。
From Genesis to Revelation 12, or actually to the end of Revelation, we see the story of the overcomer.
但是从创世纪到启示录, 我们都看见得胜者的故事。
And the overcomer isn't some elite person that gives up his job here on earth and says, I am going to the darkest place of Africa and serve the Lord.
得胜者并不是只有很少数的人, 也不是说他们要把他们的工作放弃，然后到非洲最远的角落，说我要服侍主。
For the last 2,000 years, there have been many a minister, many a missionary that has gone to the outermost parts of the earth and have not overcome.
在过去几千年，也有很多的人，他们到世界上最偏僻的角落去想要服侍主，但是却没有得胜。
They have gone out following their own desire, not seeking the Lord, not waiting on the Lord. They are king of their missionary activity, their Christian service.
也许他们还是照着自己的方式要来达到自己的目的，他们是自己的王。
And this will not enter into the kingdom.
如果是这样，就不能够进入国度。
This is not overcoming.
是这样，如果是这样，就不是得胜。
Overcoming is one of those almost mysteries, very simple things.
得胜的，要成为得胜者，似乎好像是一个奥秘一样。
Rather than spend time this morning just defining this word,
与其花时间来定义得胜者，
we're just going to look at examples.
我们就来看几个例子。
And as we see the examples in the Bible, we begin to see where our heart needs to be.
我们看这些例子的时候，我们就知道我们的心应该怎样。
It's comforting this morning to know that everyone that hears my voice right now can be an overcomer.
让我们很得安慰的是，今天早上每一个听见我的声音的，我们每一个人都可以成为得胜者。
This is not just some elite person.
这些不是少数好像很杰出的人。
But it's for all.
是为着每一个人。
This week, as we enter this coming week, we can all overcome sin.
在我们要来的这个礼拜，我们每一个人都可以来胜过罪。
We can all overcome this self-life that we just talked about. I am king.
我们每一个人都可以来胜过己生命，就是说我自己要做王。
We can all overcome the allurement of this world.
我们也可以来胜过这世界所有让我们担心的事。
This past week I was with some saints in the Rocky Mountains.
过去的这个礼拜，我到洛基山脉与一些圣徒聚集。
And when you're out there among all the wildlife, we went from 90 degrees in Denver, and pretty soon it was snowing. Just the variety of weather, it can almost overwhelm you.
当我们从丹佛那时候气温是90度，一直到一下子就到了山上，有下雪的时候，那环境有很大的变化。
The beautiful runoff in the streams, the flowers coming, one can become sated in their heart.
当我们看见溪水在流，当我们看见野花在开，我们的心里面好像可以被主摸到。
It's almost like instead of having one candy bar, you eat 10.
好像不只是吃一个糖果，我们你吃十颗。
And pretty soon that last one doesn't taste very good.
当你吃这么多，最后一颗就没有那么好吃。
And we were enjoying, we were cooking out there next to the river, making some steaks, and I was reminded of Psalm 104.
当我们在溪边来煮东西来预备我们的食物的时候，我就想到诗篇104篇。
And we took a half an hour and we just read this beautiful chapter on not creation, but the creator of creation.
然后就想到不只是这创造的美丽，想到这个创造主的美丽。
And instead of just seeing all the beauty, started seeing the Creator.
我们不只看到这个创造的美丽，我们看到这个主。
And then you can't help but think, well, who must be this person that created all this stuff as the architect from his heart?
然后我们就想到说，这位创造主他的心是如何。
And no longer is there that overstuffed, sated feeling.
那里面就有这样的感觉。
But worship comes in.
就讲要敬拜。
Throughout history, there has been, if we could just describe it like, ups and downs of spiritual life.
整个历史就看见属灵生命的一个起伏。
And any time there is a low ebb, which is usually most of the time,
多数的时候好像我们都在低谷的当中。
God always has those who overcome.
但是主还预备了得胜者。
And I want to again underline this. That doesn't mean one or two people out of this group.
我还要再重复这句话，就是不是我们当中只有一两位。
Sad, it often is just a Joshua and Caleb.
非常可悲的是，常常是只有少数，像约书亚和加勒。
But God's intention was not Moses to go down into Egypt and bring out a million people and two enter the land.
但是神的意思不是摩西要带领一百万的以色列人出来，但是只有两个人能够进入迦南。
It was his intention that all, every little child, the old folks, the women, they all went through the Red Sea.
从年幼的到年长的，男人女人都经过红海。
They didn't go through that Red Sea just to fall into doubt and frustration a few days later.
神的意思不是要他们经过红海以后，然后就进入这怀疑和沮丧的当中。
Absolutely be totally blinded of 400 years of slavery and then have the audacity to say, we want to go back there.
他们的心里面是被蒙蔽的，是黑暗的。他们经过400年的被做奴隶，他们心里面还是想要回去。
That's how easy it is, brothers and sisters, to be deceived.
这是这么容易，我们是这样容易被迷惑。
We can be ensnared so easy.
我们是这样被容易受被网罗。
I often think of the good kings like Jehoshaphat and Josiah and Uzziah and Hezekiah.
像一些好的王，像约沙法，像撒加利亚，他们也都有他们被蒙蔽的时候。
These were the good kings.
这些是好的王。
But they did not finish the race in strength.
但是他们并没有跑完他们当跑的路。
They were overcome instead of overcoming.
他们过去得胜，但并不是一直得胜。
A very low time occurred in the garden right after man was created.
当人一被创造以后不久，我们就进入一个很低的低谷。
And when I say right after, it could have been 1,000 years that they enjoyed communion with the Lord Jesus.
我说这一点的时间，也许有一千年，他们亚当跟夏娃享受与神的。
But we know the fall brought spiritual declension.
但是我们知道这个失败就带入属灵的一个跌倒。
And sin entered Adam and Eve and entered into their seed.
那罪就进入亚当和夏娃和他们的子孙当中。
And in the fourth chapter of Genesis, we see Cain killing his brother.
在创世纪第四章，我们就看见该隐杀了他的弟兄。
But already right there, we have in that horrible condition, we have an overcomer.
但是就在这样一个可怕的环境当中，我们看见得胜者。
And Abel on his part also brought.Of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. He could not look upon him.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。
Abel brought the first.
亚伯来献上他的出手他的头生的。
Abel did not bring the lame, the blind, and the sick.
亚伯并没有把那个有残疾的羊，有瞎眼瘸腿的羊来献上。
When he came into the presence of the Lord,
当亚伯到神的面前，
He came as a humble man.
他就这样谦卑的到神的面前。
He said, Lord, there is no way I can come before your table.
他就跟主讲说，我没有办法来到你桌子面前。
There is no way I can bring a sacrifice.
我没有什么好的牺牲可以带到你的面前。
I could bring everything I own and it wouldn't satisfy you.
我可以把我一切的都带给你，也没有办法满足你的心。
But there is one that will satisfy you.
但是有一位能满足你的心。
The perfect Lamb of God.
就是这位完全的神的羔羊。
He knew his sheep.
亚伯知道他的羊。
He knew that male lamb that was of good stock and of good breeding.
他知道在羊的当中有一只公羊是非常好的。
A farmer always breeds with the best of males.
这些牧羊的人，他们要来让羊来延续来繁殖，他们一定是找最好的。
The animal with the straightest back.
这个是找一个最有纯的一个血统的羊。
The best teeth.
还有最好的牙齿。
Farmers know the teeth of their animals.
这个农夫这些牧羊的人他们知道他们羊的牙齿。
Teeth problem is always means disease.
如果牙齿有问题就表示这羊有病。
And that disease can be handed down and bred down to future generations.
如果用这个羊来繁殖的话，这个病会遗传到一些后面的羊。
So he is constantly looking at each animal, and Abel did just that. He says, "Here is the perfect lamb."
亚伯也是这样子，他这样子很仔细的来看每一只羊，他就找到一只完全的。
Here is Christ.
这就是基督。
Christ will satisfy the Father.
只有基督能够来满足父神。
And with that heart attitude, it sounds very, very simple, but that is overcoming.
也许这样是一个很简单的一个思想，但是这就是一个得胜者。
Christian, our brother Christian covered that there in Malachi.
陈弟兄借着马拉基书就讲到这个得胜者。
When we are first, we're constantly possessed with my life.
我们刚开始的时候，我们总是想到我们自己的生活。
My education.
想到我要得的教育。
My musical instrument.
我的乐器。
My job.
我的工作。
My wife.
我的妻子。
My husband.
我的丈夫。
My house, my car.
我的房子，我的车子。
Abel had none of that.
亚伯没有这些。
This little verse.Very short shows his righteousness.
亚伯在圣经上讲到这么短短的一节圣经，讲到他的义。
He was tested.
他被试验。
Oh, brothers and sisters, don't think that Abel was just a super spiritual man.
不要想到亚伯是一个非常非常属灵的一个人。
He looked at 10 beautiful potential rams, male sheep.
他看这十只公羊。
And then he, wow, then it got those 10 down to 3.
然后他找到了三只最好的。
And one stood out.
但是有一只是超越其他的。
And right there is the test.
在那个时候就有一个试验。
Which one do I guess?
你要献上哪一只。
Well, this one's good.
这一只也不错啊。
It's not the best.
但是却不是最好。
And there is that holding back which prevents us from entering.
如果我们有这样的保留，我们就没有办法来进入这个得胜。
That's why daily everything must be laid down.
这就是为什么每一天我们要把我们的所有的事来交给主。
You students, this test that I'm taking today, this is the Lord's.
对在座的学生，如果今天我要考的考试是为着主。
The Lord, you've given me a mind to take this test.
主，你给我有这样子的一个思想，这些心思来考试。
You've given me time to study.
你给我预备时间，我可以来预备来准备。
And I've tried to use my time.
我要来好好运用我的时间。
And where I didn't use my time, Lord, I thank you. That's under the blood. You've forgiven me.
如果我没有善用我的时间，主用你的宝血来洁净。
I go in, I take the exam.
所以我就进去考试。
I get an A.
如果我拿了A.
And the first thing is There's a test right there. You know, you kind of set your paper up here so the person next to you sees it, that I got 100.
那这是一个试验，也许你就把你的考卷放在这个旁边的同学面前说，你看我得了100。
Or you're very happy when the teacher says there were 300s, and then she names, and you're one of them.
或者是老师讲到说有三个人考100分，那他把名字念出来，你是其中一个。
And we look around and see if everyone heard.
那我们就看看是不是每个人都听到。
Instead of Lord.You gave me the mind, you helped me write the test, and I passed. Thank you.
还是说，你说主啊，是你赐给我聪明，你让我能够考试，让我能够通过这个考试。
Every minute of the day, we're going through just what Abel had to go through there.
生活中的每一分钟，我们要来经过亚伯所经过的。
We're being tested.
被试验。
Am I king? Am I something?
我自己是王吗？我是不一样的吗
？Or am I overcoming that temptation?
还是我能够胜过这个试验
？And every time I overcome it, I say, "Thank you, Lord. I'm ready for the kingdom."
当每一次我们胜过的时候，我们就说：“主啊，我预备好为了你的国度。
”The Lord could come back just that instant, and He sees your heart clean.
主就在那个刻可以回来，你的心是清洁的。
There's oil in your lamp.
你的灯里面有油。
You're ready.
你准备好了。
And this, we practice this over and over as we go through a day.
每一天我们经过生活的每一件事情我们都来练习。
We're prone to widespread from arrogance, boastful to depression.
我们的生活里面很容易的从这个非常骄傲到非常的忧郁。
Many of the depression, much of the depression of today could be handled by just laying it all down.
在生活里面许多的忧郁 的原因我们就可以就把我们关心的事情放下来就可以来过去。
Whatever might have befall you,
不管是有多少的价值
you might have gotten the word this week that you have terminal cancer.
也许你这个礼拜知道听到这样的消息你得了末期的癌症。
Are you able to say by the Lord's grace, that's the Lord's problem?
你能不能靠着主的恩典说主啊这是你的问题。
If he wants to take me home at 20 years of age, he's the king.
如果他要在我20岁的时候把我接回去他是王。
If he allows my job to be taken away, he's the king.
如果他允许让我失去我的工作，他还是王。
Abel brought the firstlings.
亚伯把他投身的献上。
He could walk in boldly but humbly. It's almost a oxymoron.
这好像是一点矛盾，但是亚伯他可以非常的谦卑，但是非常的有把握。
Lord, I can't come before you.
主啊，我没有办法来到你的面前。
But Christ is in me, I can come in with confidence.
但是因为基督在我里面，所以我可以这样有把握的到你面前。
And in the fifth chapter, we have Enoch. Chip already mentioned him.
在创世纪第五章，我们讲到以诺 ，Chip 弟兄刚才提过。
And Enoch in the fifth chapter, 21st verse, and he walked with God 300 years.
以诺与神同行300年。
24th verse, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再是了。
Enoch saw something of the future.
因为以诺看见那将要发生的事。
Enoch knew that life, that there was a time of judgment coming.
因为以诺知道审判要来。
In Jude 14, it says, And about these also Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
在犹大书十四节讲到亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔是罪人所说顶撞他当地的话。
And the 16th verse, just to take note of it, these are grumblers, finding fault, following after their own lust. They speak arrogantly, flattering people for the sake of gaining an advantage for themselves.
十六节就讲到这些人是私下议论，常发怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为要得便宜，谄媚人。
Enoch saw this at age 65. Bingo!
以诺在65岁就看到这个，那他就达到了神要达到的。
I don't know if it was a message someone gave, how the revelation was given, but Enoch saw, 65, God was not only a God of love, but he was a God of judgment.
那以诺在65岁的时候就得到这样的启示，他看见神不只是爱的神，也是审判的神。
He also saw that there was grace and that his son would live to be the longest living person ever, over 900 years.
那他也看见恩典，就是他的儿子，他成为世界上活得最久的人，超过900岁。
Grace and judgment always go together.
恩典和审判永远是一起在一起。
And when Enoch had that revelation,
当以诺得到这样的启示，
like Abraham in Genesis 17:1, he walked before God.
所以就像亚伯拉罕在创世纪17章这样，他就与神同行。
A child walks before, when a child walks before the parent, they're in good stead with a parent.
当孩子与他的父母同行的时候，他就在一个很好的情形。
But when that child pulls away from the behind,
当如果孩子在父母后面拉扯的时候，
they're no longer before. They're no longer in the eye of, the protection of, the care of the parent.
那这样他就不在父母的眼目所保护 的范围里面。
Number of young people were killed this week when they ran into a train.
在过去这个礼拜有几个年轻人，他们开车撞到火车，他们就死了。
They had a habit of, when mom and dad went to sleep, take the keys, take the car, and go out and joyride.
他们有这样的习惯，就是父母睡觉以后呢，他们就偷了钥匙，他们开车，他们就晚上半夜的时候，他们在那边。
They would be alive today if they walked before in the presence of their parents.
如果他们是在他们行走在他们父母的同在当中，他们今天会还活着。
This isn't just for the young people; it's for all of us. We need to not be hiding type people.
这不只是对年轻人有很重要，对我们每个人都很重要。我们不是要躲着。
Is there anything we do, young people, in our room, wives, husbands, that we do that we do not tell our spouses?
不管是年轻人或者是夫妻，在我们的房间里面，我们有没有做一些事情是我们没有告诉我们的父母或者是配偶
？Something done secret, that's a sign.
如果有些事情是在秘密的当中，这就是一个记号。
That's a warning.
也就是一个警觉警告。
Enoch walked before the Lord. He was with them. He was holding his hand.
以诺与神同行，以诺在神的面光当中，他神拉着他的手。
And he overcame death.
他就胜过了死。
And it looked like he experienced that. God just took him.
神就把他取去。
Noah.
挪亚。
A righteous man.
是当时候他是一个义人。
And Noah built an ark to the Lord.
挪亚为神造了方舟。
And Noah obeyed the Lord in all things.
挪亚在凡事上来听从神。
We look in Hebrews 11.
我们读希伯来书11章。
Where it has these same men listed in this a list of brothers and sisters of faith.
这些就讲到信心的有信心的弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们。
Verse 7, by faith, Noah being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
希伯来书十一章七节，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那因信而来的义。
Of all the people on the earth, there was only one man and his family who said, God is king.
在那时候，只有一个家庭来说神是王。
And he spent years then preparing an ark, which is a person, which is a picture of Christ.
他花了许多许多年来预备方舟，那就来预表主耶稣。
And we see the secret of his life.
我们看见他生活的秘诀。
We see the secret of this overcomer who overcame when no one else on the face of the earth knew God.
我们就看见他怎么样子在这个那时候的当中来得来来来成为得胜者。
He found the Lord.
因为他找到了主。
He knew the Lord.
他认识主。
And it says he condemned the world.
那里讲到说他也定了那世代的罪。
Meaning, he overcame the world.
就只是讲到说他胜过了那个世界。
A righteous man who walked by faith.
是一个义人因信而生。
In Joseph's time,
在约瑟的时候
there of course was 11 brothers.
当然约瑟有11位弟兄。
But one man lifted the level of spirituality.
但有一个人他把整个属灵的层次提升了。
Verse 22 of Hebrews 11, by faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones.
希伯来书十一章二十二节，约瑟因着信，临终的时候提到以色列族将要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
Joseph saw the overcoming power of God.
约瑟看见这个神得胜的能力。
Egypt was not his home.
埃及不是他的家。
Even though he was second to the Pharaoh, the king.
因为虽然他仅仅低于法老。
He knew there was one who was truly the king.
但是他却知道只有一位是真正的王。
We can learn a lot from Joseph.
我们可以从约瑟身上学习。
He obeyed the king.
他来顺服王。
But like Daniel, in his heart, he knew there was another king who he bowed to.
像但以理一样，约瑟心里面知道有另外一个王，我们要俯伏来去。
Daniel and Joseph were the best in the secular world. So can you be?
在这样属世的世界里面，但以理和约瑟就成为最好的榜样。
You can be the best students.
像我们可以学习，我们可以是最好的。
But never leaving you with the thought that I'm something.
但是你从来不觉得说你很骄傲说，说哦我很不同。
Never enthroning yourselves.
你不把自己不自己坐在宝座上。
But knowing in your heart who's on the throne, there is only one name, and it's not my name.
那你知道，只有这与这世界上只有这全世界只有一个名。
Oh, how we love our name.
但是我们却很爱我们自己的名。
How we like to monogram our name.
我们常常喜欢来签我们自己的名。
Proverbs speaks of putting our name on the gate of our ranch.
在箴言里面就讲到说，希望我们把名放在我们的牧场的上面。
The foolishness of it.
这是何等的愚拙。
Because there's only one name.
因为这世界上只有一个名。
Or we could go right straight through the Bible of those who overcame.
我们可以这样来读整本圣经，看见得胜者。
Elijah, how he overcame the priests of Baal.
那以利亚。
The prophets of Baal.
以利亚怎么样来胜过巴利的先知呢？
And those 7,000 were right there worshiping the king.
还有这七千人是来敬畏神的。
Ezra and Nehemiah, how different they were than the rest of the believers.
以斯拉和尼希米与其他的信徒有何等的不同？
All of those children of God in Babylon.
还有那些在巴比伦神的儿女们。
And those who lifted the spiritual level way up by overcoming.
那借着他们的得胜，他们就把整个的属灵的情形提升了。
And we enter into the New Testament in Luke 2, we see Simeon and Anna who were consumed with one thing, the Lord.
那我们进到新约，在路加福音二章，我们看见西面和亚拿，他们只想到一件事情，就是主。
All of these, from Abel to Anna, have a number of things in common.
从亚伯到亚拿，有一些事情是相同的。
Righteous, walk by faith.
公义，与神同行。
God was number one.
神是第一位。
Everything else paled into insignificance.
其他的事情就显得那样的不重要。
They knew him.
他们认识神。
Simeon and Anna were anticipating the Lord.
西面和亚拿他们来等候，来期待着主。
Until he came.
一直等到主来。
They were able to recognize him.
他们知道来认识主。这位主，
this is who they were waiting for.
这就是那位他们素来所盼望的。
They had lived 80 plus years looking for the Lord.
他们活了八十多年，一直来盼望着主的来临。
This is almost one fourth of that period between Malachi and Matthew, the 400 years. Here, there were these people who were anticipating, ready, looking.
这好像就是从马拉基到主耶稣来这四百年当中的四分之一的时间，他们都在等候。
Because they lived in fellowship, their life was Christ Himself, the Messiah.
因为他们在与神的交通，活在与神的交通当中，他们生命就是为了弥赛亚。
Now I must clarify.
我想要澄清一点。
None of these people that we've mentioned this morning have.Overcome by their own life.
我们所提到这些人，没有一个是靠着他们自己的生命来得胜的。
They did not crank up their willpower and say, "I'm going to."
他们并不是自己立志来说我要得胜。
That's making a vow that most of the time we can't keep.
我们常常来发誓，但是我们却没有把它来持守。
Oh, when we make a vow to the Lord, it must say, "Lord, by Your grace."By your mercy, I will follow you.
我们却要向主说，靠着你的怜悯和恩典，我要跟随你。
By your mercy, you will be king.
靠着你的怜悯，你要得做王。
And so then we look to the one who truly overcame.
所以我们就来看这位真正得胜的。
And that becomes the basis for really everything in the Bible.
那这就是圣经上讲每一件事情的一个基础。
If the message is on love, we immediately got to go back to who? God is love.
如果我们讲到爱，我们就讲到神是爱。
And Christ manifested that love and made it possible.
基督来彰显这个爱。
Now we can love.
所以我们能爱。
The Lord Jesus overcame.
因为主耶稣得胜。
He overcame every single thing that we will ever face.
因为他胜过每一件我们要面对的事。
This is a mystery.
这是一个奥秘。
We have to be open for the Lord to reveal that mystery.
我们要跟神敞开，所以神可以来晓谕我们。
We have many brilliant people in this room this morning.
早晨在这里，我们有很多聪明的人。
We can't overcome with our minds.
我们没有办法靠我们自己的心思来。
We can't overcome with our will.
不能靠我们的意志来得
胜。That's called soul power.
这就是魂的一个力量。
And soul power leaves a veil.
如果我们靠魂的力量，我们就被蒙蔽。
Soul power leaves us arrogant.
如果靠魂的力量，我们就会骄傲。
In fact, every time we get an A on a paper, anytime we do get promoted at anything, if we do not see it's from the Lord, we become arrogant.
那事实上当每一次我们考 A 的时候或者升迁的时候我们若没有看到主我们就骄傲。
But in Philippians 2, we see there was one who emptied himself voluntarily.
但是在腓立比书第二章我们就看见有一个人他心甘情愿的来倒空他的自己。
And that's where overcoming begins.
那这就是得胜的一个开始。
And when we get to Luke 2, we see there was one young boy, and this is so encouraging to you young people, 12 years old, 13 years old, who says, I am about my father's business.
那我们在路加福音的后半，我们就看到有一位十二岁的孩子说：“我要当与我父的事为念。”
He did not say, "I am about my MBA program by God's help."
他不是说我现在要来读这个气管硕士来靠着神的力量。
His life was first and foremost the Father's house, the Father's dwelling place, the Father's business.
他的生活的目的。最重要的就是要以父的事为念。
What a difference!
何等大的差别
！What a difference! He then, there we see in the end of Luke 2, he submits to his parents. He goes back and submits to him for the next 18 years.
所以在路加福音的二章后段，我们就看见他顺服他的父母18年。
What an example for us, you young people, and I consider myself young.You don't believe that. to submit.
在座的年轻人，我也觉得我自己是很年轻，我们都要来顺服。
There's never been really a king, a great king, without a lot of subjecting people.
没有一位王是成为很伟大的王，却没有来得着人。
And God is getting subjects.One person at a time, one heart at a time, when we say, Lord, you're the king.
神一个一个的要来得着我们，让我们每个人都说主你是王。
This is what happens to an unbeliever.
对没有信主的人，这也是这样发生。
This morning, if you're hearing my voice and you do not know God,
如果早晨你听见我的声音，但是你却还不认识神。
All one has to do is subject to the king.
你主要做的事情只是把自己让在这个王的手。
I'm tired of trying to run my own life.
我已经很疲倦，要自己要来过自己，想要活自己的生活。
I, from this day on, want to submit my life, my family, my work. I want to subject it to you.
从今天开始，我要把我自己、我的生活、我的家庭、我的工作都顺服你。
And then Jesus, of course, started his ministry.
当然，那三十岁的时候开始他的执事。
And the first thing there in Matthew 4, he overcomes Satan.
在马太福音第四章，我们看见他就胜过魔鬼。
Satan attacks his body, his soul, and his spirit. Normally in that order.
魔鬼撒旦就来攻击他的体他的魂他的。
And Jesus overcame, he overcame by the power of the word.
他借着主话的力量他 主耶稣在每一件事上都得胜。
And in Matthew 5, 6 and 7, we have one of the greatest discourses in the Bible.
在马太福音5、6、7章我们看见圣经上最美的一段。
It needs to be known and read many times during the year.
在一年的当中我们好多次我们要来读要来思想。
What a confidence builder.
让我们里面有把握。
What a direction.
让我们里面有方向。
Something that is so antithesis to the enthroning of myself.
可跟我们要以自己来做宝座是何等的相对。
Encouraging to see that we can be perfect just as our Father is perfect in heaven.
我们很得到鼓励就是我们可以完全像天父完全一样。
Jesus could speak to hours, to thousands.
耶稣可以花几个小时来跟上千的人。
Without a thought of pride.
但是里面却没有一点的骄傲。
Has someone ever brought up a sort of a trivia question and you were the only one that knew it?
有没有时候有人提出一个问题，你只有你知道答案。
And the person who asks is surprised, looks at you and you knew it.
那这个提问题的人就很惊讶说诶你怎么知道这个答案
Again, we look around and kind of lift our shoulder. Did you know? I knew it.
然后我们就觉得很得意，就说：“你看，我知道。”
We answer one trivia question. Boom, we're inflated.
我们只是知道一个很无所一个小问题的答案，但我们马上就自己就膨胀。
Oh, are we a proud people?
哦，我们是何等骄傲的人。
And if the Lord could speak for hours, people melted by His words.Never elevated, never moved him away from who he was.
但主他可以来讲一个讲好几个钟头，把所有的人都折服，但他自己却还是这样的谦卑。
He's God. He's perfect.
他是神，他是完美。
He knows that.
他知道。
But it doesn't change him.
但这样的想法并没有改变主耶稣。
All the miracles,
他行的所有的神迹
didn't matter who came, he could humbly take care of them.
不管是谁来到他的面前，他就很谦卑的来就近他们。
How lowly the person might be,
不管来的人他是多低微的
constantly being subject to.Pharisees that criticized him.
他总是主耶稣在地上的时候，总是要面对法利赛人的指责。
No temper.
但他里面却不生气。
Even killed.
他甚至人来杀他。
When we get to the kingdom chapter, Matthew 13.
当我们来读马太福音十三章，讲到国度的
，He could talk about the tares and the wheat.
他可以讲到这个麦子跟稗子。
Here is his kingdom, and there are tares.
也讲到这里有国度，但是有稗子。
There is a mustard seed tree, which is an example of the kingdom just going crazy.
讲到这个芥菜种的一个树的比喻。
Man.Inducing man, pushing man, making it happen.
讲到靠人的力量把那个芥菜种的树长到一个比其他的菜
更大。There is leaven, there is sin amongst this kingdom life.
讲到面笑，讲到在这个国度的当中，有些罪。
Treasure is hidden.
讲到这个宝藏是隐藏的。
There is this pearl that is lost.
讲到这个珠子是被失去的。
Story of the dragnet, there is much mixture.
讲到这个撒网的撒的很多这个时候掺杂的。
And in all this, the only reason I mention, brothers and sisters, is to show the even keelness of the Lord.
这个所有的故事，就讲到主耶稣何等的平衡。
He always had in mind the end.
他总是想到最后要发生的事。
The Lord is going to make it right.
主要把这些事情都最后都要变成对的。
If there are some problems with your wife, give it to the Lord.
如果你跟你的妻子中间有问题，把它交给主。
Let him make it right.
让主来改正这些。
If it was up to us, wouldn't we be upset with the disciples and their up and down life?
如果我们是像门徒一样，他们就是这样起起伏伏的。
He never was.
但是主却不是这样。
He loved them tenderly.
主还是这样用柔和的爱来爱他们。
He got the word of John the Baptist about John the Baptist offending him.
他听到好像施洗约翰来的话来
I should say being offended.
他被施洗约翰所他的话所觉得冒犯。
And yet, he remained constant.
但他里面却仍然这样的平静。
Constancy is a characteristic of the Lord.
这样平静是主的性情。
When he received the word of John the Baptist being headed, he went out, withdrew, and was quiet.
当他听见施洗约翰被斩首，他就很安静的出去。
He had the power to destroy Herod.
他有这个力量来毁灭希律。
All these things he put in his father's hand.
但是主把每一件事情都交托在父神的手中。
He knew the father would make it right.
因为他知道天父会把所有的事情最后都会弄成对的。
As parents this morning, we probably all of us have questions and concern regarding our children.
我们在座的父母，每一个人对我们的孩子都有一些问题，也有一些担心。
We can overcome fear.
我们可以来胜过惧怕。
We can overcome meddling and trying to fix it ourselves.
我们可以来胜过，我靠自己的力量，我们要把一些事情弄对。
By giving each one of these things to the Lord that we're faced with.
我们把每一件事，我们面对的事情来交给主。
Jesus fed the 5,000.
耶稣来为五千人吃饱。
Not discouraged at the fact that they were there was just to eat, get a free lunch.
他里面并不是想说这些人只是来得到一个免费的午餐。
Constantly being used.
他很多人都想要来占主的便宜。
And yet he remained loving.
但是主他却仍然爱他们，关心他们。
We go through any one of the Gospels and you can just see this man rising above, overcoming each situation.
我们读四个福音，四本福音书，我们看见主在每一件事情上都得胜。
And that's good news.
这是好消息。
That's the Gospel.
这就是福音。
It's not just the Lord died for our sins. That's great.
还不只是主为我们的罪死了，这是很好的。
But everything in this old nature, he's overcome.
那主也让我们看见在魂的性情的里面他得胜。
Not just by words, but by a demonstrated life.
他不只是靠，不是借着话语，而且是他在生活上每一件事情。
A perfected life.
是一个完全的一个生命。
And he turns around to us and he says, take this life.
他说，你们来得我的生命。
Take it today by faith.
今天因着信来支取这个生命。
Just like those overcomers in the Old Testament.
就像旧约每一个得胜者。
Walk by faith. Walk by me.
来，因信而生活。就像因信 来跟随我。
And by the time we get to the end of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see him in Gethsemane.
当在这四卷福音的后面，我们就看到他在克西马尼园。
We see him facing the cross.
我们看见他要面对十架。
Being put there by the noblest of people in that day, the Pharisees, the most well-versed.
在那个时候。他被这些当时尊贵的人或者是法利赛人
Those who spent their life seeking God
他们花他们一生的时间要来追求神
Wanting to know God
要来认识神
And absolutely missed him
但是却完全的来错过他们所要达到的
They did not overcome
他们没有得胜
And he overcame all of those false accusations
他来主耶稣来胜过所有不实的指控
He prayed intently there in Gethsemane was denied by Peter. The rest of the disciples left.
其他的门徒都逃跑了。
Boldly was taken into captivity, betrayed by one of his disciples.
他被他的一个门徒所背叛，那他却里面是这样的勇敢。
Wow. Peter was cursing Jesus. Was praying for him.
当彼得发咒来起誓的时候，主耶稣也为他祷告。
Didn't chide Peter, didn't correct him.
他并没有来指正彼得。
Looked at Peter with compassion.
他就用蛮有怜爱的眼光来看彼得。
Prayed for Peter. It says, "I prayed for you, Peter."
他为彼得祷告。
That's overcoming.
这就是得胜。
And it's the only way we'll overcome.
我们也只有这样能够得胜。
The example is unfathomable when we look at the Lord's life.
当我们看见主耶稣的生活，那这些例子是没有办法想象。
It doesn't matter what the scenario is in your life this morning, how dark it might seem, Christ has overcome.
不管你所面对的环境有多艰难或者有多黑暗，主已经得胜。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
That is the good news.
这就是好消息。
That is for everyone.
这是为着每一个人。
Every one of us now can say, before we even walk out of here this morning, He's King.
在座每一位，在我们走出去之前，我们可以都说他是王。
That's the kingdom when He is King.
如果他是王， 他这个就是他的国度。
Then it can be said, the kingdom is among you. The king is among you.
我们就可以说，愿你的国降临，因为王就在这里。
And then we're ready.
那这样我们就预备好了。
It's the only way to be ready.
我们只有是靠这个办法才能够预备好。
And then our prayer will be daily. Thy kingdom come.
那这样我们每天就可以来祷告，愿你的国降临。
The kingdom isn't just some eschatological, futuristic, spiritual event.
那这个国度并不是很遥远，或者是将来要发生的事情。
When we say, "Thy kingdom come,"
当我们说愿你的国降临
，and I hope you say it 100 times a day.
我希望你一天要说上百次。
All we're saying is, "You're the king of this."
我们所说的愿你的国降临，就是说你是王。
Every event that comes up, whether it is something, some way in which we're very happy, we say, "He's the king."
不管发生的事情是怎么样，也许我们很高兴，我们说他是王。
Or it's a deep river right now, some real deep water. You might be in the fire.
或者我们在深水中，在火的试炼当中。
We were admonished 2 months ago by our brother in Nahum, the Lord is in the whirlwind.
当两个月以前，我们就借着我们弟兄跟我们讲说，主他神在旋风当中。
We were reminded of that this last hour during all the storm.
在过去这小时当中，有许多的暴风雨。
Just a picture, he's in the center.
那也是一个图画，让我们看见神他在中心。
Storms are way bigger than us.
这个暴风雨是比我们都大。
One couple this morning could not come just because of the storm. It blocked the traffic.
有一对夫妇今天早上不能来这里，因为有暴风雨，那个路他就被堵住了。
How we're at the Lord's mercy, just even come.
但是我们是靠着主的怜悯，我们可以来。
Through the Lord, we're able to overcome everything in life.
但靠着主，我们可以来胜过在我们生活当中每一件事。
And perpetually being ready.
然后是持续的，我们是预备好的。
And this in closing to the teens, the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds.
那在结束当中，我要对这十几岁、二十岁、三十岁的人讲。
There are a lot of transitions that take place when you're in the education pike, get into the 20s, there's marriage, there's jobs, the biggest decisions of our life.
当你经过这段时间里面有很多生活上很大的事情要决定要读书要工作要结婚。
We travel universally, analog.
我们在全世界旅行。
What I am about to say is very universal.
那我要讲的这个是对普世性都是真实的。
There is a lot of confusion amongst our young people, the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds today.
在今天20岁、30岁的孩子们有很多的里面不对不清楚的想法。
And the questions are this.
问题是这样。
Do I continue school?
我还要继续读书吗
？Are you younger ones? Pretty soon. Where do I go to school?
然后我要去哪个学校
？Then the question comes up.Do I continue school?
然后接着就是你还继续在读书吗
？Where do I work?
我去哪里工作呢
？As we get into our 20s, a little later on, then this word marriage comes up. Sometimes parents put on pressure. Marriage.
当我们二十几岁的时候就想到要结婚，有时候父母给我们压力要结婚。
Marriage, job, school, all pressing in different directions.
从不同的角度，我们的工作、我们的学业、我们的婚姻，从不同角度来压迫我们。
And it can be very confusing.
那我们就里面就是很糊涂。
And many are confused today.
今天有很多人也很糊涂。
But it doesn't need to be.
那我们不需要糊涂。
God is not a God of confusion.
神他不是一个糊涂的神。
And I would say one thing to you, young people.
我今天要对你们说一件事。
And parents in prayer.
在父母要祷告。
And that these younger ones.
这些年轻人
would be absolutely neutral.
在每一件事情上，我们都是中立的。
Not have one personal preference.
我们自己没有自己的倾向。
About any of these secular things on this earth.
对这俗世上的每一件事情，我们没有自己的爱好。
But be able to lay it all down right now.
要把每一件事情都放下来。
David was able to.
大卫也可以这样。
David was your age.
大卫就是在你年龄的时候。
His first row and his second row. David was your age when he wrote the 23rd Psalm.
当他来写24篇、23篇的时候。
He restores my soul.
你来让我的灵魂苏醒。
He leadeth me through the valley of the shadow of death. Though he lead me through the valley of the shadow of death.
他带我经过死荫的幽谷。
I will fear no evil.
我也不怕遭害。
For thou art with me.
因为你与我同在。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
My cup runneth over.
我的福杯满溢。
Surely, only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
This is an exclamation. This is a praise of a teen.
这是一个年轻十几岁孩子的一个祷告。
Why could God put him on the throne?
那这样神就把他放在一个王宝座的上面。
He knew his direction.
因为他知道他的方向。
At a young age, he enthroned the king.
因为在年轻的时候，他大卫就让神做宝座。
Didn't matter if you were talking about death, Lord, that's up to you.
如果讲到死亡，也是在主的手中。
He was not a slave to anything on this earth.
他不成为世界上任何一件事情的奴隶。
Money.No. Power, no.
能力都不能成为来辖管他。
A slave of Christ.
他是成为基督的奴隶。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want this morning to declare you're the king.
天父，早晨我们要宣告你是王。
Of everything in our life, everything around us.
在我们生活的每一件事，在我们周围每一件事。
May we not grumble.
愿我们不发怨言。
May we not question.
愿我们不提问题。
But may we be people of thanksgiving and praise.
愿我们成为感恩和赞美的人。
Overcoming fear.
我们来胜过惧怕。
Overcoming questioning thoughts.
我们来胜过许多的疑问。
Overcoming a lousy environment.
来胜过这个不好的环境。
Overcoming unfairness.
来胜过不公平。
And all the pressures of life.
还有生活上许多的压力。
May we ride above it.
愿我们 来升高，来超越这些。
In your life,
靠着你的生命。
By you,
借着你。
For your sake,
为着你的缘故。
So that you will be pleased.
所以你能够心满意足。
So that you will have a church, a people holy, bowing down to you.
所以你能得到教会，得到一群圣洁的子民来向你屈膝。
May each one of us go from here this morning ready.
愿每一位从这里出去的
Not waiting till we graduate.
我们现在就来让你做王。
Ready right now.
让我们预备我们现在就准备好。
In Christ's name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.